started his first store in 1907, and he had $500, and his wife scrubbed the floor, and she clerked beside and put the baby under the counter and waited on the trade. And he had 130-foot front and 120 feet deep. And that's the way the penny store started. And then later on, he took a partner with the idea that when they earned enough money, he would have a third interest in the next store. It was called the Golden Rule because they believed in cash and a small profit. In those days, mostly was would charge things on a big profit. And so people who had the ready money, they usually went to pennies and bought. And so that was the way it started. And Mr. Penny hired us in Idaho Falls in 1915. And we went to work in Rexburg, Idaho in 1916. After a year, my husband became the manager because he'd had experience in his own store before. And then we were there 4 years. We had earned enough money to open a store in 2 years' time, but the First World War was on, and we had incorporated. And for that reason, we were taxed about 90% of our profit, so we had to start all over again and earn more money for another store. So in 1920, we had enough money, and we came east because Mr. Penny got the idea of the chain store from another partner that he had worked with, and he didn't want to be in competition with him. So we came over and looked in the state of Michigan and Ohio, and we couldn't find an empty store for what we wanted to pay. We finally found a store in Saginaw, Michigan, on Washington Street, and it was next to Holdwall Gardner, rather a cheap store. Well, however, that's when we got our start. And we were store 259, I think it was. And we started in store number 7. And at that time, we decided, because many of the other stores were starting up, and they were calling themselves the Three Rules and so forth, it was hurting our business because they didn't have the same rules as we did. And so we incorporated under the name of our founder, J.C. Penney, and that's the reason why it's called a J.C. Penney store. And when we first opened Saga, some people come on in, and they would look around. They thought everything was going to be for a penny. Oh. And so, anyway, we were here for 1920 till 1940, and customers are very good, and we retired in 1940. And
Mr. Penny, though.
Yes. We used to meet once a year. We meet at a convention. And when we were working in the West, we used to meet in Salt Lake City. And Mr. Penny made his business, no matter how many stores he knew every manager in their name. He'd shake hands with them, and he would greet them and name the store they were managing. Also, Mr. Penny was the son of a minister and was a very devout man. And the reason he first called his store the Golden Rule, because he was fair. He wanted to make a profit, but a very fair profit. And then Mr. Penny, his wife, after he began to have about his third store, I wouldn't know for sure. I wouldn't want to quote me. But his wife became ill, and they took her to the doctor, and they discovered that she had TB, but it had advanced so far they couldn't save her. And he felt terrible. He was left with two children. Later he married a young lady, but that marriage didn't last too long, and she died and left him with one son. Later he married his secretary. His second wife was more socially minded than Mr. Penny wasn't, as far as that's concerned. But later on, he married his secretary, and that was a very happy marriage. He had two daughters with her, and the two daughters are still living, and the two sons are still living.
You know them?
They've been at the convention, yes. Uh-huh. And Miss Penny also goes to convention, and ever since, since there was enough managers to get together, we've had a retired Penny convention, we meet in some state, either in the West or in Florida or in the middle of the states. That's all the retired managers and their wives. And we've always had very close contact. It's like a big family, really.
Was that J.C. Penney's idea that his there would be a big family that they tried to...
Well, I don't know, but in the beginning, we all worked for such small wages. Like my husband got $100 a month and I got $25 a month. Then I kept roomers in the only bedroom I had. And we slept in a pull-out bed in the living room so as to make ends meet. But the idea was we didn't care how much we sacrificed, how long the hours were. Many times we went to work early in the morning, worked till late at night because of the future to the company. Because we wanted to have a store of our own, we wanted to make good. And that was our whole ambition. And that's why the Penny Company progressed, because Mr. Penny shared with every employee if they proved capable
when
and worthy of it.
Shared, was that, did he give bonds or
stock?
Or stock?
No. First, we had a third interest in the stores. If you opened a new store, a third of it was yours. And then if you made enough money, you opened another store, you had another third interest in that store. But after... We came to Saginaw after in the 20s. We incorporated then. We were given stock for the amount of money that we had. And it was a very low price. And then and from then on, you received stock instead of interest in a new store. It was
profit sharing, sort of.
A corporation, yes. And every employee, most employees, work towards managership. So someday, and the big stores now, of course, have assistant managers. They have two managers because there's so many departments. But in the old days, while you started in the basement, you learned how to handle merchandise. And then you worked in another department. You had to work in all the different departments so that you knew how to run a store.
When you were number 259, does that mean there were 259 stores
then?
Yes.
We have over 1,800 now. The last time I heard, there was over 1,800. And they're great big stores. They're not little stores.
That's
like
right.
Now, you know.
Yes,
look at the store at the mall. I cut the ribbon when they opened the store at the mall.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Scales was
manager, yes.
Jim Scales.
Yeah.
I would imagine that a manager today would get a pretty good salary.
Oh, yes. He gets a salary, and then, of course, he gets stock.
Yes.
He gets we got a third of what the store made. In the beginning, we got a third interest in the store. Now we get a third of the income from that store. And I think they still work it that way. I don't know, because we've been out of since 1940, so that's a long time. But I guess they get stock. But they're all very well fixed when they retire.
Yes.
Because you see them at the convention, and they're living in lovely homes and... in Sun City, and they're golfing and having a nice time. So they all do very well.
They didn't have any unions in the stores in those days.
No. We had, at one time, the union tried to break in the store. That was in Flint. And the union had, we also hire extra help at Christmas time, you know.
Yes.
And we hired some of the married women in there. They were wives of union men. And so they struck. I don't know how they did it, but anyway, they closed the store for 3 months. They sat in the store, closed a month, but they didn't get any place. And so I don't think so, because they have a plan of their own that they take care of their own help, and we've never been bothered with the union because... And now I think all the clerks, they have an insurance, and they have some kind of a...
Do they have a pension plan?
Well, now I don't know what the... Of course, the managers, they have stock. They have plenty, yes. But I don't know what they have for... Because, of course, clerks come and go and, you know... Yeah, and it's quite different than when we worked. The whole thing when we were in little stores was to work to get a store. Mm-hmm. That was our whole ambition.
Yes. If you were to be living your life again, would you choose some other kind of work?
No, I think the Penny Company has been wonderful to us, and I think... That's why I have Mr. Penny's picture in my den. I think I owe a great deal to him, to think that we were able, we were just a couple of hard-working people, you know, to think that we could do what we did. And, of course, my husband was, during the Depression and so forth, he bought stocks, you know, And that's the way he got what he got, you know.